Hi, my name is Alan. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. As Singapore approached General Election 2025, some common topics appear in the minds of voters, include the cost of living, immigration and housing. These are standard issues facing any general election. However, increasingly in the mind of voters is housing. From rising HDB resale prices to aging HDB flats, surging private property prices to the growing struggle of HDB upgraders, housing has become a big part of Singaporean life, no matter which age group you fall under. In this coming GE, can the People Action Party or PAP continue to hold a strong mandate based on its track record in delivering affordable public housing to a sustainable private property market? Or will the market sentiment shift and affordability concern deepen? This brings upon a burning question. Will housing become a decisive issue in the coming general election? One of the most pressing and emotional housing issues today is the concern over aging HDB flats. Approximately 80% of Singaporeans live in HDB flats, and many of these units, especially in mature towns such as Ang Mo Kio, Queenstown, and Toa Payoh, are now well into their halfway mark. For other mature towns such as Bedok, Jurong, Yishun, and Tampines, a big majority are already touching the 40 years old mark. This means they are left with a remaining lease of 59 years and less. As the 99 years leasehold clock ticks down, many homeowners are beginning to grasp the reality that their flat will eventually lose value and ultimately be returned to the state. Will they be left homeless? Seriously, this one, don't play. This is not a mere hypothetically concern. The market is already pricing in lease decay. Older HDB flats often sell for less unless they are in choice location. Let's face it, Singaporeans love brand new things, new car to new clothing. Ask them to buy old things, they will give you that look long. That's why BTO flats everyone want a pie to. You get what I mean? Anyway, BTO, what forever? Back then, Minister of National Development, Mr. Lawrence Wong, mentioned that the Voluntary Early Redevelopment Scheme, or VERS, back in 2018. The plan was to address this aging flat when their lease is left with 30 years. For flats that are left with a shorter lease, they will usually face issues such as the restriction to use CPF to a lower loan amount. The shorter lease can also deter potential buyers. At this junction, the authority has not really addressed this issue with a clear plan other than what was published. Without a clear, reassuring policy response, voters, especially elderly residents and middle-aged flat owners, they may demand clarity at the ballot box. While some fear about depreciating in older flats, others are feeling priced out of the market altogether. Since 2020, HDB resale prices have surged to record high, with many flats crossing the $1 million mark. While the authority has constantly mentioned that they only form a small percentage of the overall number of HDB resale transactions. However, if you have been following my channel, you have known that such trend will continue to increase with more BTO flats hitting MOP in the years ahead. Rising resale prices have eroded the affordability of HDB flats once offered. That is why the authority has to increase housing grant to cushion these rising prices. This, in my opinion, will only exacerbate the situation. For buyers that are in the middle income bracket, they are really feeling the strain when HDB resale prices has increased more than household income during the same period. Here, I'm only concerned about Singaporeans that are below the average. Sadly, they are the unheard voices in today's society. For a nation that has prided itself on home ownership as a cornerstone of the Singapore dream, this new reality could alienate lower to middle income voters who feel that the promise of affordable housing is slipping away. In previous elections, housing affordability has always been a hot button issue. In 2011, the high cost of living, including housing, was widely believed to have contributed to the opposition's strong performance. With resale flat now at an all-time high, the conditions are ripe for the repeat unless bold steps are taken to restore affordability and confidence. Beyond HDB flats, Singapore private property market has also seen explosive growth despite numerous rounds of cooling measures, including higher addition buyer stamp duty and tightened loan restrictions. Prices for condominium and landed property have continued to climb. they have surged all the way after the pandemic. Here, I always wonder if the then job support scheme and other housing measures have artificially prevented a housing crash and indirectly lead to a surge in prices instead. Think about it if I talk sense here. The property market, once a realistic aspiration for many middle-income Singaporeans, now feel increasingly exclusive. Why do I say that? Well, condominiums in the outside central region are already transacting at 2,000 per square feet, a level once reserved for prime districts such as in Orchard Road to CBD. For first-time buyers seeking to upgrade from HDB flat to EC are finding themselves squeezed, facing not only high prices as much as 1,800 per square feet, but also a limited ability to borrow due to the mortgage service ratio, which I think is long overdue for the review. The lack of EC site has also contributed to the rising price of both new EC and resale EC in recent years. Seriously, if this trend continues, our birth rate is going to dive downwards. Come SG100, I think Singaporeans will become extinct ready. This squeeze is particularly pronounced among the sandwich class, middle income household, too rich for subsidies but too poor to afford current private prices. Many are now trapped. I know it too well. They are unable to upgrade to a decent condo, yet also reluctant to commit to $1 million HDB resale flat again. Sell HDB, buy back HDB. This one where got called upgrade. Tio bo. This one I call bo liao. Back decades ago, when upgrading to a condominium was once seen as part of the 5C, today we can only talk about CBF top up, CPF life, CDC voucher, climate voucher to service and conservancy charges rebate. Seriously, why like that? This gets me very worried for my country. If HDB upgraders are priced out of this upgrading game, and the accessibility to private property today is out of reach, this may feel like a betrayal of that narrative. If a large swarm of voters no longer see it as a viable path forward for this young nation, they may look to alternative political voices promising reform instead. Put together, this housing issue creates a perfect storm of discontent. Young voters struggle to find affordability entry point. But luckily, HDB has addressed this issue by rolling out thousands of BTO flats in recent years. That is why everywhere you go are BTO flats under construction. Even our last piece of forested area is cleared for the sake of housing a nation. At the same time, many older residents feel frustrated. They worry about the decaying value of their flat. Across demographic, there's a growing feeling that the system, once celebrated for its fairness and efficacy, no longer work as it should be. Single buyers may also feel the illusion that their housing needs are not addressed due to change in social norms. This sense of unease coincides with broader uncertainties, such as a cooling rental market, economic challenges, geopolitical tension, and trade wars. In this environment, housing becomes not just an economic issue, but also an emotion and psychological one. It affects family planning, financial security, retirement, and perception of the future. While the PAP has historically weathered such storms with policy and new initiatives, the opposition has also grown more articulate in their housing proposals. I looked through some of their ideas, but I think my one is still the most practical. For those that missed my earlier video, I will share my proposal in this video. If the PAP does not present a convincing and comprehensive housing strategy heading into GE 2025, there's a real risk that housing could become a vote-swinging issue, particularly in hotly contested GRC such as Sengkang, Aljunied, and West Coast, and some say East Coast to even Zhenhua too. All signs point to housing being one of the dominant issues in the 2025 general election. Whether it is the fear of lease decay, the anxiety of rising prices, or the disillusionment of HDB upgraders. Whether you like it or not, housing touches every segment of the electorate in different ways. The PAP still enjoys significant trust when it comes to housing policies. But the trust must be earned through responsive and decisive policy. If left unaddressed, housing discontent may turn into electoral backlash. But if handled with vision and clarity, housing can still be a source of national pride and unity for all Singaporeans. As such, the political party that best articulate a path forward for housing, affordable, secure and inclusive, may very well hold the key to victory in GE 2025. Here, I hope you've enjoyed this series that intertwine politics with property. After all, they are very much interlinked in the Singapore context. Please help me like and subscribe if you have not done so. That's all. Thank you for watching. Majulah, Singapura.